Okay, thank you. This project actually that I will show you now is a part of a BARD project, a collaboration between Israel and the United States with a group of Yatzik Kojiel from Iowa State University. We will talk about a technology to treat the odor that emits from poultry barn. This is how modern poultry industry looks today, and we have seen this in previous lectures. We are talking about very large facilities with typical ventilation rates for a barn of about 40,000 birds, like 200,000 up to 400,000 cubic meters per hour. These kind of fans actually have about 10 cubic meters per second of a ventilation rate, which is a huge amount of air that we may want to treat. We must not forget that ventilation is designed to meet with birds' needs and not with environmental regulations or air dispersion conditions. What goes out of these fans, actually all of the elements that people consider in their previous lectures, dust, odor, ammonia, bioaerosols. Our talk is about odors. Since ammonia is an odorant, we will talk also a little bit about ammonia, but the main focus is odor. Actually, at least in Israel, we are talking about a small country where so far odor is actually the major concern regarding emissions from poultry facilities. Of course, ammonia and greenhouse gases are important, but what is most hurting is the odors that are coming out of these facilities. You cannot keep large distances from these operations. We will talk about using advanced oxidation technologies to treat odors. We can think about various combinations of UV, titanium dioxide, and ozone. All of them we have seen in the literature that have the potential to decompose different kinds of odors, volatile organic compounds. We know quite many lab studies where the effectiveness of these processes was shown to degrade many kinds of VOCs that are relevant to livestock industry. However, there are almost no attempts to test the feasibility of these technologies for treating the exhaust air from livestock barns, and this is why we are presenting this project. Some background for the UV, titanium dioxide photocatalysis. Basically, everything is well known, just to recall. If we talk about titanium dioxide particle and we irradiate it with the proper energy wavelength, we create what we call the electron holes pairs, and then we have the formation of two very reactive species, the superoxide and the hydroxy radicals, which actually do the work. The novelty actually is not the technology, it's just the application. As we say, the literature is full of studies with pure compounds, but poultry odor is a mixture of hundreds of odorants. So there are many questions. Is it effective for such heterogeneous systems? What about, I can't see what is written here, but okay, do we have some byproducts that may be dangerous or simply odorous? And what are we doing with the dust? So this is the first thing that is different when we talk about poultry and not with a pure, pure lab setup. We also need to treat huge airflows, so it means that we need residence times of not more than 1 or 2 seconds, which is a big issue. At least, I mean, one advantage is that when we talk about photocatalysis in the gas phase compared to aqueous phase, we are talking about much higher, much greater reaction rates. So there is some hope that it can work. And also there is a long-term goal which was not a part of our side but the U.S. side in Iowa State University. Since we are talking about photocatalysis, it has the potential also to develop a simultaneous removal of odor and inactivation of pathogens. So it may be effective in treating not only the odor but also bioaerosols if regulations come in future. The objective for this part of the project was to test the feasibility of this technology for efficient removal of key livestock odorants and the total odor that is associated with real manure atmosphere at relevant ventilation rates. This is the experimental setup that we had. We had a tank with some manure suspension that was purged by having compressed odorless air. The air went through a series of sampling ports, which were before the reactor. Then it goes to the photoreactor, and then we had additional sampling ports to monitor the feasibility of this process. Here is the odor source. So we had this tank, about 40 liters of suspension of manure. We had 1 to 10 manure water suspension. We prepared Fresson suspension every several weeks, such that we had we tried this process either for fresh manure and for aged manure to cover actually typical emissions from manure facilities at different stages of the growing period. This is the photoreactor. It was actually a quartz tube, 2.5 liters volume. That was surrounded by a ring of lamps, of black light lamps, that we used to irradiate at the 365 nanometer, which is the optimum for titanium dioxide. Inside the reactor, we had actually a brush, a simple brush, that was coated by the titanium dioxide. And the airstream was in this direction, and the radiation was that direction, so it could penetrate and interact with the surface of the titanium dioxide. This way, we got a large surface area and more efficient irradiation. Here are the sampling ports. We had before and after the treatment. We had three different ports. One was for the VOCs analysis by SPIMI, solid phase microextraction, one for the analysis of ammonia and ozone. I will talk about ozone later. So far, we didn't use any ozone for this system. And one to collect the whole air for olfactometry. This is the Kitagawa pump equivalent to the Dragos that many of you are more familiar with. The whole system was operated outdoor under typical summer temperatures, which were above 30 degrees in summer. The temperature of the treated air increased by several degrees because of the lamps radiation, and the relative humidity of the purged air was around 100%, as could expected. This is something to show the potential of this process. We had 24 lamps. All of them were turned on. The residence time inside the reactor were around 6 seconds. And we can see some examples of key odorants that we detected before and after, or sometimes only before. We can see, for example, dimethyl trisulfide, phenol, paracrysol, 4-ethylphenol. All of them are key barn odorants that were detected below the reactor, before the reactor, and after the reactor were all below detection limit. Acetic acid was a special case which was not consistently removed. I will talk about it in a minute. Sometimes it was formed during the process as a byproduct. But in general, most of the key odorants substantially degraded or completely disappeared below detection. We checked also to see if this is done by photocatalysis or by adsorption to the surface. So we ran the same test with using the reactor with a brush that was uncoated with titanium dioxide, and VOCs were not removed. So it's not adsorption; it is photocatalytic mechanism. Here we see the removal of VOCs at varying flow rates, where the residence times was between 2 to 6 seconds. 2 seconds is something that is quite close to the relevant residence time that we may talk about if we want to show the feasibility of this study for poultry ventilation rates, typical ventilation rates. We can see that the percent of peak reduction, how many minutes do we have? Okay. The percent of peak reduction was close to 100%, where the residence time was around 6 seconds, but it was substantially decreased for some of the compounds at 2 seconds. So it's still not efficient enough in terms of the rate of the reaction. I will skip this. I will just mention that ammonia removal was not very efficient. It was also not consistently removed. Sometimes it was removed up to 50%, sometimes it was not removed at all. The odor removal was gave us some interesting results, because when we did olfactometry and we sampled the atmosphere of fresh manure before and after treatment, before we had very strong odor, it was around 70,000 odor units per cubic meter, and then we got 75% reduction after the treatment. This was with fresh manure, which was very smelly. But when we used edge manure, when the initial odor concentration was not that high, about 1% of this, only 700 odor units per cubic meter, removal was actually non-significant. But here we got, it's sort of an artifact for odor removal monitoring, but it's very important in terms of the mechanism. We got actually trace levels of ozone in this system, and ozone has odor. So when we do olfactometry, we don't care where the odors come from, if they come from feces or they come from ozone. So we measure just detection threshold, actually. So what is the story about ozone? I just want to spend 1 minute about this. Let's just overview three experimental observations. First, ozone was not introduced intentionally to this system, and the first sign for its presence was just a typical swimming pool odor that we perceived at the exit of the reactor. It was produced only when the titanium dioxide was irradiated, which means the OH radicals actually were the precursor to initiate the ozone formation. The concentration of ozone at the exit of the reactor was in the range of 1 to 2 ppm, either when the air was obtained from the manure suspension or there is air missing, or through a bypass. So actually, not much ozone was consumed by the reaction. But what is interesting about this, at first, that previous works just do not report about ozone formation, because people just do not measure this. They use titanium dioxide, the UV titanium dioxide photocatalysis, and they measure the VOC degradation, and they don't measure ozone. So they don't maybe care, or they don't know even that they have ozone. Because we did olfactometry and we smelled the samples, we could actually get the idea that we have ozone in this system. And if we get ozone in this system, and this is inevitable, we have two main new issues: that such levels of ozone must be treated before released to the environment, and that the odor ozone can mask the odor reduction obtained from photodecomposition of VOCs. So to conclude, we demonstrated the feasibility of substantial reduction of key burn odorants by UV titanium dioxide, and probably some ozone participated in these degradation processes. Although ammonia was not efficiently removed, sulfur-containing compounds were most susceptible to destruction and required the least energy dose. This in turn points to the high potential of odor reduction from poultry barns. I want to make the point here that most of you were talking about ammonia removal this morning, but when we talk about odor, ammonia is not the key odorant. I mean, it's important for many other reasons, but when we go out of the barn, you get ammonia in the several ppm range, which is very close to the ammonia threshold, the odor threshold of ammonia. And when you go far, like 200 meters out of far away from the barn, you probably don't smell ammonia anymore. You smell other compounds, the sulfuric compounds and the volatile fatty acids. So the point that odor was removed quite significantly because of the sulfur-containing compounds destruction is not surprising, even if ammonia was not efficiently removed by this process. The residual ozone, intentionally or non-intentionally produced, should be carefully monitored and may need to be decomposed. And the separate core wall of UV, titanium dioxide, and ozone still has to be resolved. We did not have time to talk about this. 20 seconds? Okay. Or just to stop at this point?
20 seconds, perhaps.
Okay. So there are still current limitations, and before any real cost assessment should be done, we need to consider particle removals. We did not talk about this today. We need to optimize the process such that effective odor reduction will be achieved in no more than 1.1 or 2 seconds. Need to monitor and decompose residual ozone. And maybe very important, and ag engineers should think about this, is we must consider alternative configurations such as a complete separation between the odor treatment system and the ventilation system. Because of the huge amount of air that we want to treat, this is just taken from one previous work. Another group of Israeli and U.S. investigators that showed a sharp profile of ammonia concentrations when you go from the floor and up to the ceiling of the barn. So if you collect separately some of the air from the layer which is close to the floor, you may skip the need to treat such a huge amount of air, so which may make this economically feasible, which is so far not seem to be the case. Okay, thank you.